SRN News. I'm John Scott. Most adults in the U.S. plan to watch at least some of the presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Even though both candidates remain broadly unpopular, about 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they are extremely or very likely to watch the debate live or in clips, or read about or listen to commentary about the event. That's according to an AP NORC poll. About half of Americans say the debate is extremely or very important for the success of Joe Biden's campaign, while about 40% say it's highly important for Donald Trump's campaign. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court rejecting a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma.
The settlement would have shielded Sackler family members who own the company from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids. More significantly, it also would have provided billions of dollars to combat the epidemic. The justices blocked an agreement hammered out with state and local governments and victims. The Sacklers would have contributed up to $6 billion and relinquished ownership of the company, but kept billions more.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the agreement provided that the Connecticut-based company would emerge from bankruptcy as a different entity, with its profits used for treatment and prevention. The High Court could put the settlement on hold last summer, or had put it on, after the Biden administration objected. A 12-year-old Houston girl, Jocelyn Nungari, who was killed after she disappeared during a walk to a convenience store early this month, is set to be remembered at a funeral service and a celebration of her life. Two Venezuelan men who entered the U.S. illegally have been charged with capital murder in her death. The Dow dropping 88 points, but the NASDAQ is up 22. This is SRN News. British nurses fight transgenderism.
Five women who work at Darlington Memorial Hospital say they're being forced to share a changing room with a man who is living as a woman. They have filed suit against Britain's national health care system for sexual harassment and sex discrimination. The nurses say when they complained about having to change in the presence of a man, their supervisors told them to, quote, broaden their mindset and be more inclusive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase of more than 80% in incidents last year. That's with well over half of them, the total coming after Muslim terrorists attacked Israel last October. The RIAS group recorded nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic incidents in Germany in 2023, ranging from anti-Jewish comments to outright attacks. That compared with about 2,600 in 2022. This is SRN News. When it comes to the weekly unemployment claims numbers, there's good news and bad news.
Fewer people applied for unemployment last week, but the total number of Americans on unemployment rose to the highest level in more than 2 years. Jobless claims for the week ending June 22nd fell by 6,000 from the previous week, but the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits rose for the eighth week in a row to 1.8 million for the week of June 15th. That's the most since November of 2021. I'm Rita Foley.
The 4th of July, right around the corner, the travel rush is already heating up. The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen more than 32 million individuals between Thursday and July 8th. The busiest day in U.S. airports set to be Friday, when the TSA expects to screen more than 3 million people in a single day. More details at SRNNews.com.